As a movie patron, the amount of time and the technical detail that goes into making a movie can be lost on us as we enjoy our popcorn and chalk tops for 2 hours of escapism. To give us an insight into the complexity of movie making and, importantly, making it accessible, I'd like to welcome Ellie Woodford, Project Manager at Media Access Australia, to the program. Welcome, Ellie.
Thanks, Roberta.
Now, just to get an overall picture of how movie making happens, can you tell us who the stakeholders are in the cinema chain?
Sure. Essentially, you have the producer, then the distributor, and then, of course, exhibition, or the cinemas as we know them. The producer, it's most often a studio, so the likes of Paramount and Warner Brothers in Hollywood, but there are many, many more out there, lots of smaller independents who might make only one or two movies a year, as opposed to the big Hollywood giant. For the distribution side of things, sometimes the distributor is vertically integrated with the studio, so it's actually part of the same company. So 20th Century Fox may jointly produce and distribute the movie. 20th Century Fox don't have their own cinemas, though. When it comes to the exhibition side of things, the cinema chains are completely separate to the previous two stakeholders, but they are essential because they provide the connection with the audience.
Ellie, out of all the stakeholders, and there are quite a few, when it comes to the accessibility of movies, is there one of them that has sole responsibility for providing captions and audio description?
Well, they all have a hand in it. For our big Hollywood movies, it's often standard. It's a blanket acknowledgement from the studios that they will make their movies accessible these days. It really does come down to the distributor, though, in terms of physical creation of captions and audio description. A distributor's role, it is a massive one outside of accessibility as well. It receives the movie in its base edited form from the producer. It's then their task to not only finalise it for distribution across all of the world's different movie regions, and that can entail dubbing it into foreign languages or providing foreign language subtitles, as well, of course, captions and audio description. They then finally arrange for the movie to go to the exhibitors. And in that process, one of the last steps the movie goes through is the production of the access speech. It's pretty much the last thing that happens before it goes off to the cinemas.
So once a movie has captions and audio description on it, does the distributor make sure that those features get played on the cinema screens?
No. While the distributor arranges contracts with all the different exhibitors around the world, the actual utilisation of any access feature that's on a movie, it's not part of any of those licensing agreements. The licensing agreements can cover a range of things, such as the number of times that movie should play during a window of different dates. It can also, the arrangements might cover the box office. Well, they always cover the box office arrangements in terms of how much the distributor gets and how much the exhibitor gets. But the transmitting of the access features, it's not part of this.
So I assume then it's solely down to the exhibitor, is that it?
That's correct. The exhibitors, you could say they're at the coalface of accessible cinema. While they're presented with an end product, they have no control over whether that product has captions or audio description. But if it does, it's their choice, in a sense, to transmit those features to the public. It's not simply, though, a case of just transmitting them. The cinema itself needs to have equipment for patrons to receive the features. So, namely, for captioning, it's a viewing device, and for audio description, it's a radio receiver. On top of this, if the cinema does have these devices, it's more than likely that not every screen in the cinema complex will have the software to receive the features. It gets complicated now. So this can also affect the ability to transmit access features dependent on which auditorium the movie is scheduled to appear in.
So it comes down to the scheduling of a movie that a cinema creates as to whether captions and audio descriptions will appear, I suppose.
Yeah, in a word, yes. Cinema that has access equipment installed, it may program a movie's opening week in a particular auditorium, and that auditorium will be able to receive the access features. But the following week, when the box office, you know, the people that are attending that movie might drop down in terms of attendance, the cinema might move that movie to a smaller auditorium, and by chance that auditorium doesn't have access features installed. So that can happen, that patrons miss out from 1 week to the next over a movie's season.
Well, to find out more about access to movies and other media, visit the Media Access Australia website, mediaaccess.org.au, or you can call the office with any questions, 02 9212 6242. And I thank you, Ellie, for all of that today.
Thank you, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Ellie Woodford, Project Manager at Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.